USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In breaking news, Russia's foreign ministry is threatening civilian aviation and public transportation if other countries continue to provide arms to help Ukraine defend itself against President Vladimir Putin's unprovoked attack. The tweet from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs says NATO countries stop the thoughtless flooding of the unviable Kyiv regime with the latest weapon systems in order to avoid enormous risk to your civilian aviation and other means of transport in Europe and beyond. The tweet included a link to a press release that said the current political situation amid the blatant dictatorship of the United States has caused fundamental changes in the basic principles of control. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs have settled to the low pre-pandemic levels set before coronavirus started in 2020. Jobless claims rose by 11,000 for the week ending March 5th, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The House has passed a $1.5 trillion spending plan. There is aid for Ukraine in the package, but additional COVID funding is out.
The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces there in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Funds are also earmarked for humanitarian aid. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of the year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A tentative $83 million settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by the victims affected by the Surfside building that partially collapsed in South Florida last June. The lawsuit was filed against several groups and individuals, including companies that developed and maintained the property, the company responsible for constructing the building, and the engineers and inspectors of the building. 98 people were killed in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody move. If you try to make any move, you danger yourself and the airplane.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture. The Harbingers of Things to Come. The one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is developing guidance that will ease the nationwide mask mandate on airplanes, buses, and other mass transit next month. But the existing face covering requirement will be extended through April 18th. The requirement, which is enforced by the Transportation Security Administration, had been set to expire on March 18th, but was extended by a month to allow the Public Safety Health Agency time to develop new and more targeted policies. That requirement extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs. As of March 3rd, more than 90% of the United States population is in a location with low or medium COVID-19 community levels where public face masking is no longer recommended in indoor settings. Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items such as groceries and gas as a significant source of stress. And yes, gas prices are up once again. The AAA nationwide average at $4.31 a gallon, 6 cents higher than yesterday, $1.50 higher than 1 year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.